This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
First of all, congratulations. You know, it's nice to have a couple new faces at the score. And not just kidding. But,
Afternoons on the score.
Bobby obviously became a huge part of us and the guy that got the final out in game four, you know. He was huge, you know. And I saw people are bitching about ESPN, and they said he was just on the roster. I don't put any credence in any of that crap. You know, Bobby, in the hearts and of all White Sox people and White Sox fans, was one of the main heroes of the 2005 season. And that's not even talking about 6, 7, and 8, where he was very, very good for the White Sox. And then, you know, we traded him.
Don Cooper on with Mully and Haw talking about Bobby Jenks. It's the Spiegel and Holmes show. I'm Lawrence. He speaks. We are here with you until 6 o'clock. And I completely understand any White Sox fan that took real offense to the tweet that ESPN put out about Bobby Jenks that felt cold and detached and really didn't talk about the scope of him being not just on the roster, which was the quote from them, on the roster for the 2005 World Series champion White Sox, but the fact that he was almost, what, 200 saves in the league.
Oh, man.
And it just struck me as, if you're a White Sox fan and you're feeling like, yeah, this is another one of those instances where the 2005 White Sox are disrespected, I think that you are correct to feel that way.
I think in this instance, and all the besmirching of the 2005 White Sox that has gone on, the omissions, the forgetting, you are 100% entitled to what is often a prodigious chip on the shoulder for White Sox fans. And I wouldn't say it's always quite as obviously justified as this situation is. And we don't need to get to other stuff just yet necessarily, but I'm just a big old yes before we do the end. That team was awesome. And Jenks was a massive part of the fun story of it and hugely successful. And that tweet was freaking gross, man. For anybody who didn't see it, ESPN's tweet on the 5th of July, just before 6 o'clock, Bobby Jenks, a two-time All-Star pitcher for the Chicago White Sox, who was on the roster when the franchise won the 2005 World Series, died on Friday in Sintra, Portugal, the team announced. And the reaction was brutal and worthwhile.
As it should be. And people, I was frustrated by it. I get how stuff like this happens. I get that you might have a social media manager that doesn't remember that. Like that person may have grown up in a different city, wasn't necessarily a sentient sports fan at the time when the White Sox won, And now they're the person that's in charge of kind of doing a minor obit for ESPN.
Do your research then.
I agree. Like that's the all you would have to do is be like, oh, okay, well, let me look this guy up.
Uh-huh. Doesn't take long. You'd see pictures.
It truly doesn't.
Doug Minkiewicz, the former MLBer, tweeted, ESPN should be ashamed and embarrassed for writing something like this. Was on the roster? He was the closer on a championship team, etc. Brandon McCarthy, the former pitcher, tweeted, this company has fallen so far. So far. That one hurts. AJ Pruszynski, he did a whole lot more than just be on the roster. He closed out the World Series, among many, many others. Awful Announcing wrote it up, and good for them, because that's ridiculous. And they corrected it because they knew.
They went back the next day, and they corrected it, which I appreciate. That there was, hey, we made a mistake. Let's. There needed to be a little bit more of a retraction, in my opinion, but I get it. Like, you made a mistake, and then the second time that you have a bite at the apple, you talk about how important he was to the 2005 team and then beyond that 2005 team.
Yeah, so the reframing was this, and it was just a tweet. The next, about 25 hours later, Bobby Jenks began the 2005 World Series with a save and ended it with one, helping propel the White Sox to their first title in 88 years. The team paid tribute with a moving video remembrance of Jenks, who died Friday at 44, and they shared the team video. So that's 25 hours later.
I'm glad that they at least shared the team video, but the thing is that we've seen them as a network be guilty of this multiple times.
I wonder if Tanny has any audio references to such things when they did that. I don't know.
No, it's tough because when you omit someone, it's tough to,
right?
You know, a lot of it is usually graphics.
Right, graphics.
You'll always see a graphic.
They totally blow them off.
When you start talking about Chicago championships, and then that one isn't added to the list, and you go, what?
Yeah.
Like, do you know how big a deal that was? That was an 88-year drought of a team not winning a championship.
Yeah, when the Cubs had also not won one for, at that point, because it's what, 108 minus 21? So, was it 87 for the Cubs at that point? I have that right?
It was longer than that for the Cubs.
Because it was 1908.
Yeah.
No, it was 108 years. 1908.
Oh, 108, yeah.
Yeah, so it was 108 minus 21. So it was 88 for the White Sox and 87 for the Cubs at the time. So, I mean, that's how big a deal it was for the entire city.
Right, for a championship to be won. And I don't want to make this about, like, comparing the White Sox to the Cubs, but it...
Comparing the White Sox? Just think... Yeah, no, you don't have to do that.
But the idea of major championships in Chicago, and then you have them, and you're like, oh yeah, okay, there's the fire, and there's the sky, and there's the Bulls championships, and obviously, like, the Blackhawks and the Cubs winning in 26, and the White Sox are not even on the list. And it's like, what? Like, yeah. that for an owner to be as omnipresent in baseball as Jerry Reinsdorf has been, and for ESPN to have multiple MLB contracts, and I get it. It's oversight. It's probably one or two people that just...
And it might be the B team on a holiday.
They just missed it, right? Yeah. Like,
do your research, man. It's like, you know, you got a job. You got a job to do.
Yep.
And you are the face of the organization. I hope whoever was on staff and did that got a talking to by the bosses, because it's a teachable moment. It's a learning moment. Yeah, caller yesterday, Marty from Highland Park, longtime baseball guy, said that it reminded me of this truism, that the 2005 White Sox are one of two teams ever to have the first place position in their division from day one until 162 games were finished and to sweep the World Series. That's the dominance that they were in the big sample and the small sample. The big sample of a season and the small sample of the postseason. Absolutely dominant. That should be respected, man. Plus what they did with the complete games and all the pitching. And you were talking about earlier the three different closers over the course of a year. I mean, that's a lot that they accomplished that was special and noteworthy.
The dominant part to me is as frustrating as anything, because the way that they ran through the postseason, like, even if you wanted to stop it, how incredible it was that they won the Boston series, but them running through in a dominant fashion like that, what they did with their starters is something that baseball broadcasts continue to romanticize about the game not having. And here we have like an actual lesson of a team that did it the old-fashioned way, and they are often just swept aside in the discussion of this. And it was hurtful, you know, like it really hurt to see Bobby Jenks' career reduced down to that. And it's not like this was an issue of character space. If you look at the first tweet,
oh no,
they weren't running up against their limit of words that they could have used to describe them. So it's not even like an editing from that standpoint case. It's a matter of not knowing and not really caring to eulogize the guy correctly, to talk about his career.
Yes.
And again, it's one trip to the baseball reference page.
Yeah, man.
One.
Or
you could have followed the team's lead.
Oh, sure.
In what it is that they put out.
Racing. Just do a little research.
Two-time All-Star, man.
Two-time All-Star with 173 career saves, who was on the roster, is a tweet for like, I don't want to reference other people on that roster as if they had died, that's what they would get. I'm not going to do that. Okay? Alex, don't do that. I see you reaching for a microphone. Be more respectful.
One of the best closers in the league for almost 3 years.
Yes! Yes, a dominant closer. And for with all the things we've talked about, it's brutal. Please, by the way, my math was off.
Yeah, it fell off.
It did, right?
Yeah,
and we were doing
I'm not
it.
Good at math, so.
Yeah, no, we work in talking. So, yeah, 2016 to 2005 is 11 years.
Not 21
Yeah,
years.
Let's face it. None of us are here because we were acing math tests in school, you know?
That's not why I'm here. That's not why
I've been thinking about taking some math classes, though.
Really?
It's supposed to be good for your brain.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
I've been thinking about doing that.
Don't you do math, though, in your life? Like, I have this talk with the Rubster time to time.
It's
like,
different.
You're going to need this stuff now.
The math that I do in my life, I've got that down.
I do a lot of basic algebra in my actual life.
But I would like to do more, and it was one of those things I ran away from in high school and college,
mm-hmm.
and I probably shouldn't have. I've always been interested in, like, science. So I should probably do that. And I have credits. Like as a prof, I can take classes.
Oh, you could take a class. Oh man, that's exciting.
Yeah, I can audit classes, so I could go take one. But I'm thinking about it. Maybe they'll just start with like Khan Academy and just start there.
What's Khan Academy?
So like anything that you pretty much want to learn, you can learn like in Khan Academy.
Learn
like
how to be a con?
Well,
so you can be an ex-con? No, what is
different
it?
Different type of con.
What is
spelling like wrath of?
Really?
Khan!
He's gatekeeping on Khan Academy.
I'm not. I told you like whatever you wanted to learn.
Yeah.
I'm in a good groove right now because I'm like reading a lot. So I'm like, okay.
You are.
Does that mean that now
what's that like?
You read a lot.
Sometimes.
But I look.
I bookmark a lot to read later.
This was a whole thing in my house. Like summer meant reading. Summer meant here's your list. Well, let's get the books that you want.
So did you do some reading instead of going to Colorado?
I did actually.
You did.
I started Benji Molina's book. Finished Bill Belichick's book and started Benji Molina's
That's probably a better use of your time.
It really is, and it's fascinating, and I can't wait till we have Benji Molina back on the show. Because now I think that he's got some parenting tips,
Alex,
for Speaks.
Really?
Yeah. The belt.
Well, that's why you liked it so much.
Well, I like it because it's a really like romantic.
No. You like it because it speaks to the belt. That's why. It validates your parenting advice that I refuse to take.
Oh, let me just say this too.
Yeah.
So check this out, right? So this was the table. Remember this, Tanny?
I do, yeah.
This was the table setting at Rick Camp's awesome wedding with his lovely wife, Sam.
Oh, and a tassel.
And I was trying to figure out what to do with it. And I was like, well, maybe it could be like a luggage thing because it has my name on it. It's a really great bookmark. That's what I figured out it should be.
It was very nice, especially after Campy was wearing the tassels to just give them to us. It was so nice of him.
Well, after he got married, he moved it from one side of his cap to the other.
Well, that's not where he was wearing them. But Yeah. I now use this as a bookmark.
That's troubling.
But Benji Molina's book is really good. I've only made it about 50 pages in.
I'm not listening anymore.
I'm having a much better time reading this than I was reading Bill Belichick's book.
I'm just in my cups picturing Campy with the tassels.
You should put it on your summer reading list if you love baseball and like...
Book about Campy with the tassels?
No, that book is X-rated. But this book is totally fine.
Okay.
And you should check it out.
All right, good to know. Thank you. So Khan Academy, Campy with Tassels, and the Benji Molina book. I feel good about that. Lars, you're talking about that 2005 team and just how dominant they were. You ever have somebody booked for a show and then you realize, oh my God, I'm extra special lucky that somebody was booked for the show? You ever have that? I had it yesterday with Chris Burke, who was booked to talk about the Cubs, because he's a college World Series guy.
Of course, WCUB, you know, even on the weekends.
Hey, man.
Even during a Sox segment.
It ended up being about the Sox. That's what I'm saying.
WCUB ESPN over here.
Because Chris Burke faced Bobby Jenks. That's what I realized yesterday morning as I'm prepping. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Hey, Chris, you faced Bobby Jenks a couple times, right? And he's like, yep. So I got a chance to ask a member of the 2005 Astros about what it was like to face Bobby Jenks, which he did in game two, the memorable one at Sox Park with the Podsednik and Konerko moments, and game four when Jenks finished the whole thing. And Burke was at the plate. I didn't remember that Burke was at the plate for for an incredible moment. Here we go.
Well, I tell people all the time, like, you know, I faced, I don't know, not nearly as many as you would face in today's game, but I probably faced a dozen dudes that threw 100 miles an hour. And Bobby, to my knowledge, didn't throw a pitch that I faced against him that was harder than 100, even though, you know, I know things were a little different then with some of the specifics. But he would sit there and pitch at 100. It was, to me, his was the hardest, whatever that means. I don't think it actually means anything, but just as a hitter, it felt like you heard the seams coming at you. It got there in a way that felt the loudest, if that makes any sense. And to face him in 38 degree weather in game two of the World Series wasn't a blast. But I actually walked up in game two. If you remember, Bagwell singles with one out. Then I walked. We got to second and third on a wild pitch. And then, Jose Vizcaino singled me and Bagwell home, and we tied it off. And then Podsednik walked us off in the bottom half of that inning. But that was an incredible game, game two. And then, yeah, in game four, what I tell people this all the time, one of the great regrets of my career was I came up, like you said, it was a 1-0 game or a 2-0 game, whatever it was.
1-0. 1-0, yeah. 1-0,
yeah. And Jason Lane's on first base. And I got – so Bobby had walked me on four pitches in game two. So here I am, I think I was pinch hitting – in game four, and count goes 2-0. So the guy's throwing me six straight balls, you know? And so I'm just like, this guy didn't throw me a strike. Maybe I got some force field going on here. I'm just going to take. And he threw it right down the middle. And I always think to myself, I wonder what would have happened if I'd have swung at that 2-0 fastball. I don't like remembering that pitch very well. And then on 2-1, I think he got me to pop up on a 2-1 slider. And Juan Uribe made that great play into the stands, which I'm still a little bit mad at the Houston fans for. They just, the seas parted, and they just let him go into the crowd and make that great catch. And then Orlando Palmeiro grounded out, and that was the ball game. But, man, what a great series. You know, history remembers that we got swept, but that was an incredible series. Every single game was really a classic.
Man, you are so right. And I was at that game, too. White Sox fans wouldn't leave that place, man. White Sox fans just stayed out there and sang and sang and sang because they were, I mean, it had been such a great year and such a good season for them. And then up 2-0, that they're thinking they might not be coming back. And they did.
That's right. And the Pope was there.
Yeah. Chris Burke. The Pope has seen you play. I mean,
that's
come
right.
on.
That's it.
The Pope was there. You were there. I had come from covering a Bears game.
Oh, that same day.
Yeah. Like, did the whip around, like, oh, okay, and then got there in time to cover that.
Tanny, were you there?
Everybody. You weren't down there. I was.
I was, and, you know.
Come on now.
The only, this is like, this Bobby Jenks thing hit me pretty hard over the weekend because I went to game one with my dad. It was the only game of the World Series that we saw together. We had season tickets starting that year, so talk about luck there. But we were at one game for each round of the postseason, and the only picture I have of me and him from that game was right after the Bagwell strikeout, right after Ozzie comes out, makes the gesture, and that place, I haven't heard it that way since. But that place was just electric, especially after that moment. And it was something that I'll never forget. And I was thinking about that a lot this weekend.
I love that. It was like crazy being there. Like all of it. Like all of the things that happened inside of that game. Everything that happened that day is just really wild. And I'm glad that Uribe got brought up. Because we know for a fact that Derek Jeter made the same play. And people only talk about that play.
Yeah, nobody talks about that Uribe play.
And that Uribe play was amazing.
Well, actually, it wasn't the same play. You know, Jeter didn't have to. His momentum carried him into the stands.
That's right. He caught it in the field of play.
But Uribe actually had to reach over into the stands and grab it. So, like, really, you know, not even quite the same in that regard.
Well,
you know?
But I'm saying that most people, they wouldn't even know if you said the Juan Uribe play.
Juan Uribe.
Right. They wouldn't know what you're talking about. With Jeter, there's a couple of them. Look at Jeter, and his face is bleeding. He's the captain.
That's when I broke down after that second out in 05. When he came out of the stands with that ball, I was like, oh, it's over with. It's happening. You know, let me turn off Joe Buck, put on, you know, Rooney and Farmio, and it was over from there, you know.
Beautiful thing.
That's awesome.
I did post game for 8 hours.
John Cangelosi.
With John Cangelosi. I did 8 hours. The game ended a little bit after 10. I was on until Pappy showed up here at 6.
Oh, is that beautiful?
Yep. And everyone came on. Like, it was amazing. Like, all the people that just jumped on the phone, partially because of John. People wanted to be on with John.
That's so cool.
It was amazing. And then Mitch was like, go home, take a shower, and then go to the airport. And so I got to go cover them when they came back because they flew back into Midway. So I got to go cover that. And then I got to cover the parade.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Look at this.
That's an amazing moment in my career because being on the bus driving down 35th Street, it was so beautiful, Speaks. Like, there's this moment where the bus turns onto King Drive. And, you know, like, if you look at the history of the South Side of Chicago and like what connects to what, the Dan Ryan was put there explicitly to
block neighborhoods from crossing over.
Right? But here are the White Sox, and they like, no, we're going through our neighborhoods. So they go through Bronzeville, and I'll never forget this. Like, right there on the corner of 35th and in King Drive, there are a bunch of these little kids, and they're in like Catholic school uniforms. I don't remember which school it was, but they're literally, you know, they're probably between the ages of like 5 and 10, and they're literally just waving little white socks.
Wow.
How great is that?
That's amazing. That's what they could get, and they're like, this is it.
They didn't need team stuff. They had white socks, and they went out there and they waved them.
You know,
the buses went by.
When I was in Wrigley after 2016, there were a bunch of kids with little actual baby bears that they were holding up. Little cubs. No, there weren't.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
WCV again,
dude. That I haven't heard those stories from you.
Yeah, I share them every now and again. But
this is the time, a day like today, and then
it meant a lot to me because there were a lot of beautiful little black faces there, and that's also something that you don't necessarily associate with the White Sox, but it's something that, as an initiative by the White Sox, that they are really like they have been an ambassador to black baseball for a long time, and seeing these beautiful little faces just out there, and these are kids. They don't really know. They just know that something cool is going on.
They didn't know about 88 years.
No, they didn't know anything about that. They just thought it was cool. And here were these baseball players on buses, like waving to them, and they had this big trophy and all this stuff. It was really beautiful. And to the route, I'll always say this about the White Sox: the route that they chose to get to the river was amazing.
Hmm.
Amazing. because you go through, you know, Bridgeport, you come across, you go into Bronzeville, and then they kind of did a tour where you end up and you're like, oh, look at this. We are in Pilsen. You know, like they did that.
They own the South Side.
They really did. And I remember coming back from all the stuff. Like I didn't take the bus back. Like I took the bus down there with everyone to cover it. I took the train back, and that was a beautiful moment too, because I had driven to the ballpark and left my car over there to jump on the buses. And I'll never forget this either. When you got to 35th Street, the conductor said, 35th Street, home of the world champion Chicago. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it. It was so beautiful. Like such a great day, like encapsulated, like people just cheering. And I don't even know how many of them were White Sox fans, but the idea that in that moment, people coming back from the parade, it was outstanding. Man. It's beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
That's lovely.
And a listener, one of my most prized possessions, a listener was taking pictures right here on LaSalle and took a picture of the buses. And I was like, holy crap, that's me.
Ha!
So in my office, the listener sent it in. And I was like, this is awesome. And I said, hey, can you blow this up? Because that's me on the back end of that. And so they sent me a blown up copy, and now I have it in my office.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
See, there's that moment captured right there.
Baseball is a beautiful thing.
Look at that. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing all that. I never knew that stuff. That's beautiful, man. And that's why it was so freaking offensive to refer to Bobby Jenks as just a guy on the roster.
Terribly offensive.
And that's why. Because you got people whose emotions and sports lives and layers and generational feelings are wrapped up in something like that. So do better.
I appreciate the texture. Yes, you're exactly right. Hey, Kenny, it's John Cangelosi. You're exactly right. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened on the air.
He said, hey, Kenny,
it's John. Hey, Kenny, it's John Cangelosi. Hi, John. That was kind of like the bit. Yeah. It was great. And that 8 hours flew by. Like, the phone, you know how this place is. Like,
yeah,
looking up and seeing the phone lines filled for 8 hours.
Oh, man, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Of people just wanting to celebrate and talk.
Texture says, that confirms that Lawrence is the baseball guy on the station. Sorry, Speaks. You're bumped. Bumped, I say!
I've got some baseball bona fides.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do, sir.
I've covered teams.
Yesterday on Hit and Run, by the way, which you could host anytime you'd like to. You're, I mean,
that's what they told me.
He has to now that he's the baseball guy.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Is there like a scepter or something?
Yeah, Bruce has it.
Ron Kittle makes you a bench and you sit in it all day.
Ron Kittle makes you a bench out of bats and balls and you just sit in it with the scepter that Bruce is not giving up. He refuses to give it up, and I respect it. A pitcher talked about being a quarterback and how it makes him a better pitcher. So doesn't that speak to us?
Yeah, I like that. We can put this whole show together, talking baseball and football. Mm-hmm. Who would think that combination would work in Chicago? Back after this on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
Kenny Williams, White Sox general manager, joining us on WSCR The Score. Kenny, congratulations.
Thank you. Great feeling, to say the least.
Kenny, John Cangelosa, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
Hey, first of all...
Kenny, way to go, man. Oh, my goodness. For you to pull that out of the archives is amazing.
As discussed, John Cangelosi, ladies and gentlemen, White Sox player in 85 and 86, and then a Pirate. Well, I don't want to be a Pirate. Through 90, then 92, Texas, Mets, Houston, Florida, Colorado. How was he to work with? That was John Cangelosi.
I love John. John and I did a bunch of shows together leading up to that. He was
John Cangelosa, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
And it was like that with everyone. Like, everyone we had on. People were so happy to, like, talk with John. But, yeah, John did, like, baseball academies, like, on the South Side and in the South Burbs. But, yeah, I really like – and he – my favorite thing about John Cangelosi is that he's got the championship ring from the Marlins, right? Is that the team that he won?
I think that's true.
A championship?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, watch this. Like, because he wouldn't always, like, wear it, but he's like, watch what happens when I put this on. And people would just flock.
Yeah, 97 Marlins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He put that ring on. It was like a magnet.
Teammates with Craig Counsell on that 97 Marlins team.
Maybe we should visit with John Cangelosi soon.
Alex, slack him. Anytime a name comes up, you put him in the producer's Slack. I don't care if we want him or not. Okay?
I'm just going to put hundreds of names per day in the Slack.
Yeah. So that's what Dustin does.
You know, it takes some wisdom to navigate the station. So Cade Horton was on Hit and Run yesterday, Lawrence, and I talked for a little while with that kid in the clubhouse on Saturday.
He is a kid.
Yeah, I know he is. And he's like... And then we talked yesterday. I really, really enjoyed him. And one of the things I asked him about, because his senior year of high school, he had 3,000 yards passing and 26 touchdowns.
That'll work.
And 1,100 yards rushing also as a senior in high school. Dual threat quarterback. And one of the things I asked him was, what did you learn from being a quarterback that helps you now as a pitcher? And here was his answer.
Yeah, I think, you know, as a quarterback, you have to be very mindful of situations. You have to know the downs, how far you are from a first down. And so just having that, it's the same mindset as a pitcher. You know, you got to know how many outs, the count, the situation, the hitter, and you're in control of the game. And it's the same thing for the quarterback. You operate the offense, and kind of everything runs under you. And so that's the same thing as a pitcher. You know, you start off, you start the entire play. And so just knowing the situation and being clear-headed up there is huge as a pitcher.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, and you got to be confident and comfortable enough to be that dude, because it is all starting with you. So you got to be mentally strong. And so he's worked a lot on his mental strength, he said, like during coming back from injuries and stuff. So I want to know what you think of that, Lawrence Holmes, of the comp of like the whole play starts with you. And as a quarterback, you got to know everything about the situation, what your players are doing and all that. And as a pitcher, it helps him to think about all that as well.
I love that's those two positions match up quite a bit. And I was just thinking about like some of the guys that and the choices that they've made, because if someone were asking me, the choice that Cade Horton made is to me the right one because it puts you in less physical danger. But there are other guys like Colin Kaepernick, for example, that was doing both. And was he a Cubs draftee, right? I think Cap was a Cubs draftee. And maybe even a minor league player. But I don't know. Anyway. Patrick Mahomes was another one where you go, you have this choice of the two doors that you can walk through, whether it's being a pitcher or being a quarterback, and you end up like that. Like Mason West is going to have this choice between football and hockey, which to me I think is amazing.
Yeah.
And that he's playing one more year of football before he plays hockey at Michigan State, because he promises teammates that they were in a position to win a state championship and come back and play it. But yeah, considering the amount of thinking that a quarterback has to do on every single play,
all those levels, man. It's probably simpler as a pitcher.
That's what I was going to say. Like, mm-hmm. I wonder if that you have to steel against negative thinking because of all of the calculations that goes through a quarterback's mind pre-snap and post-snap.
Yeah.
Versus, I don't even have to decide. The manager decided what pitch I'm going to throw, or mm-hmm. my catcher decided what pitch I'm going to throw. I can just let it go and throw the ball.
Yeah, he said he got a lot smarter and tougher mentally while he was hurt, and now he can use it to bounce back, like from the bad start he had in Houston to the real good start he had the other night. And then I had to ask him, Lawrence, about Caleb, because they were at Oklahoma at the same time. They did not intersect. I thought maybe they had, but he says no, they did not.
I would see him around in the facility sometimes, but usually, you know, it's like, you know, the baseball team's working out. I see him walk by, and so there was never really a chance for me to go up and introduce myself. But yeah, I wish our paths would have crossed. But you know, hopefully soon he'll come to a Cubs game and I'll get to introduce myself.
You think you could have played NFL quarterback?
Probably not. That's a whole different level. the game's a lot faster up there. And so, you know, I was a good high school quarterback, but, I probably could have played at a smaller D1, but just, you know, that you got to take your game to a whole different level. As you've seen with Caleb, like he's unreal and he has all the talent in the world and he's got the brains for being an NFL quarterback.
He said he would be up though, Lawrence. Lawrence, he said he'd be up for one series if we offered him one series, you know, just to get out there, just to spell Caleb a little bit.
I like it. He's got to do some CrossFit though. You know, if he's going to move Tyson Bajan out of the way, you got to do some CrossFit. And just a circle of square. Yes, Colin Kaepernick, Cubs draft pick.
Really?
Yep. 43rd round in 2009.
Wow.
And then he was like, I'm going to go play football.
That's awesome. I didn't realize that.
But Russell Wilson, right? Another one of those?
Yeah, ball player. I was just Googling and trying to figure out, like,
Todd Helton.
I mean, Marino was a baseball player. You know, Archie Manning was a baseball player.
I don't think that people... I get that now we're talking about a man who's a septuagenarian in Archie Manning. Go look at some Archie Manning highlights.
Oh, dude, because he had no help. Talk about no offensive line.
Running for his life.
Yes.
And making magic happen down there in New Orleans.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. I mean, Kyler Murray, like, there's a lot, but pitchers, I know, is an interesting one.
Do you remember, like, the back and forth that was going on with Kyler Murray on whether Kyler Murray was going to play baseball for Oakland, right?
Yeah, because he was a top five draft pick, right?
And whether he was top 10?
I think he was 9 overall. Yeah,
top 10 in baseball. And it's like, is he going to play? Like, where is he going to go?
Yeah.
And then the Cardinals were like, hey, man, are you going to be the quarterback of this team? Because we can't have you leaving to go be the shortstop of the Oakland A's.
Uh-huh. But he, like, and John Elway,
Yankee.
He just used baseball to get more to get traded away from the Colts. That's 100% what he did.
I've seen people talk about Tom Brady and say that he could have been an all-star catcher.
Brady was at Michigan with Drew Henson, wasn't he?
Yes.
Right around the same time?
And then, of course...
Henson played both pro football and baseball.
Kershaw Stafford.
Yes, yes. By the way, John Elway, do you know who he was teammates with in the New York Penn League, in the minor leagues? He went in his one little short season. Tanny, do you know this? I love this.
I don't know.
Doug Buffon.
Jim Deshays.
Really?
Jim Deshays was teammates with John Elway in the New York Penn League and said Elway was awesome.
I can imagine.
Bought food for everybody, would buy kegs for parties.
Also not surprising.
So, yeah. But Elway totally took care of his teammates in the New York Penn League.
Speaking of Oklahoma quarterbacks, there's another one that I wanted to run something by you. I saw a list, and I was like, should I be bent that this guy isn't on the list? We'll explain next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on the Score.
Hey, fellas, real quick, let's go to our list. Let's see how we did.
Ooh, let's go.
All right. I read this before the game today, right? This list.
You sent a list into the group thread today because it made you feel a certain way, I think.
I was wondering on whether or not we should feel a certain way about it.
Okay.
Steve Palazzo, who is one of the more respected observers of football.
Palazzolo. Yeah, there's an extra.
I so respect my mess of his name. Sorry, Steve.
They throw the syllables at you. It's an extra syllable.
There is a list, the top 25 players under 25.
Okay.
And I'm sitting here looking.
Top 25 players in the NFL under the age of 25.
Some of them you go, wait, that guy is only 25 years old?
I had to call it back up. I'm going to take out the phone, but I'm not looking for hard-boiled egg recipes.
No, you already gave us one. Like the guy that's sitting there at number two.
Yeah,
you go, oh my God, he's only 25 years old.
Nebi Panay-Sewell, the offensive tackle for the Detroit Lions. You got him at number two. You think Kyle Hamilton's a better player than Panay-Sewell?
I think Kyle Hamilton's really good.
It's the safety for the Ravens at number one.
So notice who is in the top 10, though.
Well, there's
at
two.
At number eight.
Number eight is Jalen Carter, the defensive tackle of the Eagles. Hold
remember
on.
Remember him?
Let me look for Darnell Wright. Hang on a second. No, I don't see Darnell Wright.
See Ladd McConkey on this list? He had a great year. Like, quiet as he's kept. Go look at Ladd McConkey's 2024. He was exceptional.
Okay.
Joe Alt is on the list. I know that's a guy that a lot of Bears fans were like, you know what they should do?
Mm.
They should draft Joe Alt. He's on the list. Kenyon Mitchell had an incredible season, is at number 19. Brock Bowers at number 9 on this list.
Brian Thomas Jr. at number 10. He went well after Rome Odunze, right?
Yep.
Same draft, I believe.
That was my pick to click in that wide receiver class, by the way.
I didn't like him because all the scouts said he didn't have great Guagi, even though he's big and he looked like he should have great Guagi. What he is really effing fast.
Jahmyr Gibbs is on the list at number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, isn't that where he got drafted? Number 12 overall?
I think it is.
By the Lions?
Yeah.
Malik Nabers, who had an outstanding year last year with no quarterback to speak of.
Yeah, he's a remarkable athlete.
And then your top five, Puka Nacua, CJ Stroud, or Strood, if you're in the mob, Jaden Daniels.
Quarterbacks.
Panay-Sewell. And Kyle Hamilton.
All right, so where's Caleb?
He is not on the list. Should I be bothered that he's not on the list?
No, I don't think so.
Caleb Williams, he has to embrace being absolutely and utterly miserable.
I mean, Jaden Daniels is there. Washington is clearly ahead. Jaden is ahead of Caleb. We know this. And we have to admit that.
I wonder if
that's Caleb, a little triggering. The Jaden Caleb thing is a little bit triggering for me.
If you're Caleb, are you more upset that Jaden's on the list or that CJ Stroud is on it because he keeps trying to give you advice? And you're like, I don't want your advice. So dumbass advice up out of here, even though it's really great advice.
It's really great advice. And next time they meet, CJ should just say, man, you should take my advice because I'm number 4 on Steve Palazzolo's list of 25 players under 25. And you weren't anywhere on there.
I'm a little surprised that Bijan Robinson is on this list because the production
it's not there.
The production hasn't matched the hype. And I'm a B. John Robinson guy.
So here's the thing. Should you feel a certain way? It's only if you have like a proprietary feeling about Caleb, which of course we all do on some level. But I'm wondering, does Caleb feel a certain way?
Like, man, that's a good question.
Is he somebody?
Is he wired like that?
Yeah. Does he need stuff like that? Alex, could you text this to Caleb? Send that to Caleb and also book him for tomorrow.
Put him in the Slack.
What are you?
Him and Carl are now in the Slack.
Thank you.
520 tomorrow. 520? What are you talking about?
Yeah, 520.
Make it happen. Mm-hmm. I get that he's overseas, but yeah, make whatever. It happen.
Right, exactly. I mean, he's, you know, tell him we want to talk about F1 being up there with Good Will Hunting in the Dark Knight.
I actually do wonder if that is a way in for us getting a Caleb interview.
To talk movies with him?
Yeah, like, let's just talk about movies.
It's like our big plan to talk soul music with Kevin Warren. That's working out.
That was your plan.
It was my plan. I'll hit him again. I'm going to hit him again at the break.
I don't think you should.
I think I should. I think he handed me a business card. You saw it. He handed you one too, Tanny.
It's in my kitchen. We have a bulletin board, all the family important things, the family calendar. It's on there.
I like that as a conversation piece, Tanny, in your home.
It is. It's great, but I just don't want anyone in my home. Yeah. No, we don't like company.
I mean, let's be honest. Kevin Warren's business card is beautiful.
It is. Good stock.
Oh, my God.
It's a really good stock.
The card comes from good stock. It does. It's a good stock, and like I believe it's embossed. Or it's printed, indented. Is it embossed or indented? I can't remember.
It's embossed because when you have a boss, you feel like a boss.
That's good writing, Zach.
They were on one last night too. They were absolutely on one about all of the Bluetooth devices. Zach walking Pat through that was hysterical.
Oh man!
Last night, he's like a transistor radio. No, but it can act like one. I love Pat playing the straight man,
hey man
in some of those discussions.
The Bluetooth speaker they gave out on Thursday night is very nice.
It's pretty awesome.
It's really nice.
I'm sad we didn't get any.
I did. I was there.
Oh.
We went to the game.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh. WCUB. strikes again.
Was that the pre-meeting before we had our meeting? They had the meeting with the Cubs agenda topics to discuss?
We say that so as we get ready to welcome in Dan Plesac.
See, there you go. That's a hard White Sox conversation and Bobby Jenks conversation. Plesac was great doing color this past week. And obviously an MLB Network guy. We can go anywhere we want with Plesac.
Yeah, and we're going to do that next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.